today we begin the breakdown of every single verse, all 81 verses of the Tao Te Ching, otherwise known as the Book of the Way. And you might be asking yourself, Nick, why are you doing this? And the answer is because it's so hard to describe, but it has profoundly impacted my life in a way that I can't even explain. There's something that shifted within me when I read this book many years ago, and I've been studying Taoism for a long time. And I wanted to come back and give my commentary on each verse because I feel like people miss the deeper meaning hidden in all 81 of these verses because they just skim it, they just read through it, and they're like, oh, that was short, there's not really anything to it. But there's profound symbolism and metaphor hidden within each verse. And I really want to share this with you, and I hope that this profoundly shifts you as well. So let's begin with the first verse. The way that I'm going to do this is there's going to be an episode for each verse to just keep it clean and clear. And I'll read the entire verse and then I'll give my commentary on it, probably line by line. All right? So let us begin. All right, here we go. The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. The Tao is both named and nameless. As nameless, it is the origin of all things. As named, it is the mother of 10,000 things. Ever desireless, one can see the mystery. Ever desiring, one sees only the manifestations. And the mystery itself is the doorway to all understanding. Okay, that's the first verse. Line by line here. Let's go. The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. So here, the first verse, or the first line, the first two lines, it's two lines in the book, the way that you read it. But basically, both of those sentences are correlating to each other. If you name something that is everything, it can't be what it really is. Because you can't limit infinity. And if you try to describe something that is never-ending, it's not an accurate description. So when you call it the Tao, you're speaking it in a limited way, because all language is limited. In order for us to give things meaning, we have to limit it to some respect. But in truth, it is beyond names, because if the Tao is everything, then it can't just be limited to only one thing. It can be, right? But that's not the eternal Tao, right? Because when you're describing things that come and go in the physical reality, it can be the Tao, but it's not the eternal Tao, because it's a manifestation physically that is change. And everything in our physical reality is always changing. And so the point of that first part is to help you to realize that language is useful, but language also limits. And when you limit something that is unlimited, it can't be the truth. And that's what leads into the next part. The Tao is both named and nameless. As named, it is the origin of all things. As nameless, it is the origin of all things. As named, it is the mother of 10,000 things. So if it's nameless, it can be everything, because you're not limiting it. You're not saying it's just this, right? And I don't really have a hand. Here we go. Let's try this. Like, for example, we've got the sand here. When we call it the sand, you're limiting it. But in order for us to understand it, in some respect, it's one type of understanding. But when we look at that third line, the third part of this verse, it's a different type of understanding. And so, as named, it is a mother of 10,000 things, hints at 10,000 things being a metaphor for all the things in the physical world. And for this last part, ever desireless, one can see the mystery. ever desiring, one sees only the manifestations. And I'm just going to stop right there because this is profound. It took me a minute to really understand and really hit that deeper meaning on this part. Ever desireless, one can see the mystery. Ever desiring, one sees only the manifestations. The point of that, what this means, is that if you're desireless, you're not desiring to call it something. I'm going to set the book down. Trying to set it in a way where I can still see it. Ever desireless, one can see the mystery. Again, if you don't desire to limit it, you can see the mystery of infinity itself. That everything is potentials. It could be this or it could be that. And then if we look at the next part, ever desiring, one sees only the manifestations. Because if you desire to limit it by calling it something, you're only seeing the manifestations. Again, we've got sand, right? You're only seeing one part of it. And then it makes sense when we look at that last part, in the mystery itself is the doorway to all understanding. This is referring to a type of understanding that I think is so important for our society today, is that we're always trying to take a look at science. I mean, I like science. I've done podcasts breaking down science here. But science wants to take everything and break it down into smaller pieces to so-called understand the universe. And what this is hinting at is that, in my interpretation, what if this doesn't end? What if this sand, what if this beach, if you keep going down, can we ever reach a bottom? Is that even possible? Or are we just going to keep breaking it down into smaller and smaller and smaller chunks? And you'll never fully understand it, potentially, if you can keep breaking it down. So I think what Lao Tzu is getting at with this first verse, in this particular part of it, is that, let me read it to you again, just so you can hear it. The mystery itself is the doorway to all understanding. What if, by not limiting it, you understand the truth beyond the physical? Saying that if it's still a mystery, it's still potentially everything, and you understand that you're never going to understand infinity fully. Because infinity has, I mean, you can't even number it, the amount of parts that it has. So if you embrace that some things in life you aren't going to be able to understand and be okay in that, that's true understanding. It's not breaking it down to these little parts and trying to put them together in these equations. It's a different type. This is understanding that everything will be a mystery to some degree, because you cannot understand infinity. Your brain can't comprehend it. The amount of given parts is infinite. There's nothing you can do to understand it, even if you tried. So when Lao Tzu is saying the mystery is a doorway to all understanding, we're talking about the mystery of infinity. And how much of your life are you spending trying to understand infinity? Trying to understand the mystery, the thing that won't... let's just put it this way. There are a lot of questions that aren't going to be able to be answered. And then maybe through this process of realization that I'm not going to understand the mystery fully, it helps you to come back into a level of peace, because you don't need to break it down. You don't need to have the why to be in this moment and okay with the mystery of infinity. And I feel as though this verse is helping us to see that we don't need to understand it in a way of break it down all the time. Why did this happen? How does this work? I think there's part of human nature that really enjoys that, obviously. Look at our society. But it's not something that is always needed. And you'll see that. And Lao Tzu hits on this in greater detail as we get into upcoming verses. So for me, I feel as though this last part is really important because it helps us to be okay with not knowing. Why did this happen? I don't know. But what is the fruit from that that we can ask ourselves? What is the thing that we can take away? It's a mystery as to why it happened. There are many explanations. And there are explanations that can lead you to despair, and there are explanations that can lead you to hope. For example, if you were to say, why did this happen in my past? You can give yourself an explanation that gives you benefit now. And I think that so many of our stories as humans is for that particular reason. We may never understand, and who even knows if that is the real reason why it happened. We can't understand that mystery. But what we can do is say, does this help me? Does this help me to understand and to live in a way that is in harmony with the Tao, with infinity, with other sentient beings and all things? And if we embrace that mystery and say to ourselves that this is happening for us, everything is happening for us. Everything that happens in our life is happening for us. I think if we can begin to do that, it can help us to be okay with the mystery. Now, what Lao Tzu is saying here is to just let go. And you'll see that with the upcoming verses talking about no mind. And I think that's important to also talk about. A different perspective would be embracing all that's happening with no particular, it's good or bad, it just is. We got some seagulls joining us. I don't know if you can hear. He's got something to say. You got something to say? Interview. Go for it. Oh, no, he don't got nothing to say. Oh. Wow. So in essence, when you name something, it's limiting it. And understanding that when you limit the unlimited, it's relatively true in order for humans to give it meaning, but it's not the eternal part of it. It's the manifestation, it's the physical, it's the changing thing. And underneath that, within you, there actually is the eternal Tao. And this has been called so many things in many different cultures and traditions and religions even. You might call it I am. You might call it being. Beingness. You might call it awareness, pure consciousness. There's something that exists that is eternal, but when you try to name it, it's not it. It exists beyond names. And so if you can connect to that, oh, we got a little birdie here. Oh, he's like right here. He wants to say hi. And when you try to name it, it's not really it. And when you connect to it, beyond form, that's when a level of peace can be obtained. Because it's a mystery. You can call it pure potential. You can call it potentials. Unlimited potentials. Infinite potentials. Because it's nothing in particular. But these are just words for the unlimited. And when you want to try to understand on a level that is beyond logic, because I do think that there's a level, contemplate this with me, there's a level that exists of understanding or even acceptance, you could say. Because remember, this was not originally written in English. So the translations, what you'll see throughout this is I might take a little synonym for it, particularly. But I try to stick to the translation as possible. But one thing I want to ask you to contemplate is maybe, what is the feeling of understanding? To me, it's in a feeling of, let's just make up a new word here, embracedness. Embracing. It's a feeling of acceptance. Okay. That's how it feels right there. Okay. I can take a breath. Because I understand it. Because I accept it. And how can you accept the mystery of life? How can you accept that you're not going to understand it all? And there's two ways to go about that. And what I'm saying, you're not going to understand it. Let's relate it specifically to the past. I feel like it's really beneficial. The two ways. You can let go of the past completely, forget about it. Bring yourself to the present moment, or bring yourself to the future, and create yourself based on that future version of you or the present version of you. Or you can let it all go. And that's what Lao Tzu would say, for sure. And so if you want to embrace the past by trying to change the meaning, you can. And that may be helpful. And a lot of the Western society does that. They talk about the meaning of it, how to shift the meaning into a way that serves you. And I think that there's going to be different scenarios for different people. Some people might help to say, the past happened for this reasons. Or for some people, it might be like, I'm just going to let go of the past. I'm just here. And what's here? The Tao. You are here. The Tao. But when I call you the Tao, it's not actually the Tao. Unless, contemplate this, I'm talking about that part of you that doesn't change. What part of you does not change? It's beyond the name, the eternal Tao, but if I were to point in the direction of it, that's what it would be. And how much time do you spend connecting to that eternal part of you that is beyond the game, right? You're listening and you're watching the Human Game podcast. So you know I gotta relate it to the game. There's a part of you that exists beyond the game. And so when we're saying the eternal Tao, it's that part of you that is not the character, that is not the physical reality or anything in it. You could say from one perspective that it projects itself into the game in order to play it. And that it's eternal, and it can't actually be harmed by any sense phenomena. Because just like if I'm playing a video game, in our reality, I can't actually be hurt in this reality, in our physical, in the video game. So use that as a metaphor to understand what the eternal Tao is. It's that part of you that can't actually be hurt. And when you know that that exists beyond death, and that you exist beyond death, it's not that as if it's something else. Because that's what society will try to teach you. It's actually the inverse. It's you, and then everything else is something else. The physical is all something else. And so what I don't want you to get from this interpretation of this first verse is use your mind more all the time to understand. No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. There's something within you that exists beyond. And this is what mystics and masters throughout many traditions have been pointing towards. Whether that's Kriya Yoga, Paramahansa Yogananda, in his books. Whether that's Meister Eckhart. Whether that's Lao Tzu. Whether that's Muji. Whether that's Adi Ashanti. There's something that they're all pointing to. But the only way to tell what it really is to look within you. Because when you look within you, you'll realize that it has always been there. The eternal Tao. And there's a level of understanding when you no longer try to always understand everything outside of you. It's a different type. It's a type of acceptance. So let that peace of not always needing to do it. Because trust me, as someone who's logical, I've studied so much. You can see all of the videos I've done. Over 700 different things. 700 posts on Instagram. I've been sharing my perspectives using logic. And I think it's okay to do both in the modern world. And I think some people may take that path that Lao Tzu is talking about, the sage path. And I think there's room for multiple paths too, and they're all leading to that same truth. So I feel as though sometimes some people will begin to read the Tao and they'll think that they just need to go live in the woods and do nothing. Or they need to just be a sage. But to me, what this first verse in the Tao Te Ching, the Book of the Way, is pointing at is that you can do both. And that's what I'm pointing at. In a modern world, you can try to understand things outside of you, but you can understand that you won't fully. Just like in a video game, there's an unlimited amount of side quests, and you're never fully going to do them all. Maybe eventually some hardcore people will. But for the most part, imagine that the video game was infinite, and you couldn't do it all, not in one life. And then your memory gets wiped, so you wouldn't even remember the other parts you've already done. And that's the mystery. That's the game. That's the human game. All right, I think that'll do it for this first part of the Tao Te Ching breakdown. And I wanted to give a shout out to the late Wayne Dyer. If you're wondering what interpretation we're using, what translation, I'm actually reading from Living the Wisdom of the Tao, which is one of the first books I ever picked up. It's funny. It has like coffee stains on it. This thing has been with me for like 5 years. I'll show you it here. It's all kind of mangled a bit. If you look in the inside, the spine is kind of breaking. But it is one of my favorite books and translations. And Wayne has definitely inspired me over the years to apply this to my life. And I haven't read his translations. I read Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life a long time ago, and I don't remember anything from it. And I thought to myself, you know, I don't think there's anybody breaking this down in the modern world. And I think there is more to be said as the world changes about the nature of the Tao and how it manifests in our world and what that looks like. And so that'll be my goal as I continue on with 80 more videos, is how can we use this knowledge to improve our lives? And improving is relative, right? But to live more in harmony with 10,000 things, with the 10,000 things. And to do so in a modern world with technology and how it's changing. And how can we connect beyond into something deeper? All right, my friend, thank you for being here. If you enjoyed this, let me know in the comments. Let me know your thoughts in your way of interpreting it, because of course, everybody that reads it is going to have their own interpretation. I hope you enjoyed this year episode from the beach. I'm going to try to get out and do this every day for the next 80 days. I don't know if it's going to happen. That's what I'm going to shoot for. If you're wondering what this background is, I'm not sure if I said. What you're looking at is, oh, seagulls are just hanging out here. Can you see them? Let's see if you can see him. There he is. Hey, Mr. Seagull. But we're hanging out here in Florida. It's in the panhandle of Florida, and it is a little cold. If you're wondering, why is he wearing a sweater at the beach? What's going on here, buddy? It's because it is actually a little cold out here. I think it's like 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And so I've done my best to keep my feet on the ground, but the ground is actually much colder. You'd be surprised. It's much colder than you would expect. It's actually warmer by the water, but then I feel like the waves are too loud. That's why I'm a little bit inland. All right, that'll do it. We'll be back. Check out more episodes of The Human Game. If you want to continue with these episodes in particular, I'll have a playlist specifically for this. And I'll always have the Tao in the title, of course. So look for that as well. We'll see you next time on The Human Game. And until then, peace.